Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So when I first read that this Florida man had decorated his yard with the lamp from A Christmas Story, I thought, well, how big could it be? You'd be surprised. J.P. McCallick's suburban Jacksonville, Florida home. It's 20 feet tall. And it even includes a replica of Ralphie hugging the lamp wearing his pink bunny suit. It doesn't, is it an inflatable? Because it really doesn't even look like it's an inflatable. But he goes, I like his response. He goes, quote, everyone's decorating their houses and I thought it'd be fun to have like a neighborhood competition. And so he just decided to put that up. I mean, it's crazy. He does not have what I would call traditional decorations, but that's funny. So he's got the giant leg lamp in his yard. I kind of like that though. I've been wanting to get a giant nativity and put in my yard, but I want a giant nativity, like a huge one. Yeah. Some people in my household don't share my vision.
With real people?
I mean, no, but, you know, if it's offered, you know. I want, like, resin, right? We got to save this for later because I got more. Hang on, I got more to get into. Let's see. Oh, my gosh, listen to this. A Florida man says Delta Airlines burned his golf bag and clubs worth nearly $4,000. Ooh, and it looks real bad, too. I'm looking at the destruction of it. He said that his golf bag was burned and everything was charred. I don't even know how you burn, because golf clubs are, what are they, metal, aluminum? Yeah. He was, this is in October, he was on a flight from Atlanta. He was waiting for his luggage at the Southwest Florida International Airport. And then he said when he saw it come around again, he goes, wait, oh my gosh, those are my clubs. The freight guy said that they dragged it and it wore through the protective covering, started to spark, and then it caught everything on fire. So he's filed a claim with Delta. Delta initially denied the claim. And finally they said that they're going to pay for it, but it was like, and it looks bad. How do you drag them and then spark? That's like just negligence. That's just laziness and negligence. I don't know how else you attributed that. Look, I just showing you the photo. Look at that. That's crazy. That's what they look like. That's insane. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Last but not least, a half-naked Florida man. I may have to share this tomorrow. High on meth, broke into a home, only to steal the resident's carpet cleaner. Imagine a young woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, feeling alone and unsure of what to do. And she's searching for hope. And that's where Preborn Ministries comes in. You can make a difference for just $28. Your generosity can be the key to a mother choosing life for her baby. And with your gift, you will receive the story of a mom who chose life as well as the ultrasound image of her precious baby. And like the story of Kelsey, who found Preborn, and after hearing her baby's heartbeat, she chose life. Consider making a larger, life-changing donation of $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000. Maximize your gift that can help women in unplanned pregnancies receive ultrasounds and even help place an ultrasound machine in a women's center. Donate for the gift of life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound or hashtag 250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/Dana to donate online. Every contribution counts. So again, that's #250. Say the word baby or donate securely at preborn.com/Dana. San Francisco has a new government position. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. It is a consultant. I'm not going to play this whole video because it's stupid. Well, maybe I will, actually. This person is supposed to be the, checks notes, weight stigma czar.
What?
Mm-hmm. Now, Kane?
Yeah?
I want you to tell me if the person whose image I just placed in Slack is qualified to be the checks notes weight stigma czar.
Well, she'd no. I almost went on a tangent there, but no. Juan's going to be putting up a quick little video of
what is her what in is action. Weight neutrality.
I think that's in space, right? You have no, you're weightless.
We'll play space. This when he gets it. It's that ridiculous. She's working with a team at the San Francisco Department of Public Health. It says here, as a consultant on weight stigma and weight neutrality. What is weight neutrality? What is that? Is that a thing?
When someone's
does
neutral,
it have a flag?
I guess if you're just neutral about the idea of weight or extra weight, your guess is as good as mine, but Juan's ready if you're ready.
Oh, please. Let's hear this. I'm sorry.
Hi, my name is Virgie Tovar, and I'm the author of You Have the Right to Remain Fat, as well as a few other books on fat positivity and body acceptance. When I think about what people might be surprised by or what you wouldn't think of when you think of eating disorders, I immediately think of being a kid. I was a kid in a larger body, a teen in a larger body, and also what? I'm an adult in a larger body. And the message I always got from my doctor was, shrink your body by any means necessary. And it really felt like there was a sense of a don't ask, don't tell. So because I truly, truly, truly believed, right, and this is where I think the surprise comes in, I really believed that this was about my health. I really believe that my doctor was right, because why would I believe anything?
That's real.
Your doctor was right. And it's not, let's not do fat positivity. I don't believe in fat shaming people unless, you know, that calls for it. But people pointing out that your obesity is a comorbidity, is a health issue. That's not people trying to be mean. And I think people need to stop being victims. Stop being a victim. I mean, come on. Seriously. It's... I really don't understand this, like, idea. What, was this a backlash to the heroin chic of the 90s? Is that what we're living with still?
What I don't get is, imagine any other health concern, you know, whether it's diabetes or whether it's just anything health-wise. Would you encourage people to continue behavior that would exasperate or make that health problem worse? Would you do that? Would you affirm them knowing that it would make their problem worse? Why would you do that?
This, when she says, you know, I have a right to, you know, you have a right to, you know, be fat or whatever. You don't. And here's why. After, you don't. Absolutely blank and do not. And here's why. After Obamacare passed and we all had to pay higher insurance premiums to pay for people who didn't or couldn't want to pay, oh, I get to have a say in all of that. So you don't get any rights because you invited my tax dollars in. And where my tax dollars go, I follow with a boot in the door. That's what happens. So... no, body, I get to be involved in it. Yeah, you don't.
My body, my choice.
No, not, it's not my choice to pay your damn bills, so it's not your body to make a choice of. No. If my money goes to it, I'm the boss of you. I will go and knock that zinger right the hell out your hand, and I'll put a carrot in its place, okay? Oh, you want to have a little Debbie's fudge round? Eat some cucumber or broccoli. Stop it. I have a right too. I have a right to go where my tax dollars go. And if you're sucking up more of my tax dollars because you can't get a handle on your weight, then that's a problem for me. Yep. I shouldn't have to subsidize that. No one thought of that when they were pushing for the expansion of Obamacare and jacking up everybody's premiums so that we would have to pay for everyone else's care. So no. And everyone's like, oh, Dana. Look, I work really hard to stay in shape, and I eat healthy, and I do intermittent fasting. I do all of that stuff. I've always worked out. I've always been athletic. I've always maintained. And it's not because a privilege just decided to, you know, a fairy godmother apparated out of the ether and was like, I'm going to make you like this forever. It's an effort. And I don't want to hear about anyone else's problems or excuses. I don't care. Make the effort. And don't expect me to pay your medical bills, because that's the situation we're all in. And as a result, no one can say that they have a right to be this or that. So what you wanted, you asked for this. We warned you. Don't say that we didn't warn you, because we did. But back to my first question, what the hell is weight neutrality? What is that? Like, I'm trying to imagine. So, you know, we have a lot of truckers that listen. God love them. Is that like when do they do that for the weight on your truck? You know, like if you go in and you're a weigh station and they're like, oh, you're weight neutral to a truck and their load. Do they say that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty positive. No.
I'm just fascinated by it. I'm today years old. I've never heard of that phrase, the whole weight neutrality thing. Right. Now, I will say this. I do think that some chicks can go way too far the other way. Like I always bring up Madonna as an example. She, at some point, as you age, my grandmother always said, at one point in her life, a woman has to choose between her face or her body. Now, I've already told you guys, maybe I haven't been public about it, what my goal is. Because everyone always thinks, I've never had plastic surgery or anything like that, for the love. But I do have a plan to combat wrinkles when it starts setting in. I mean, I got a little bit here and there, but I got a plan. You want to know my plan?
Yeah.
I'm going to get fat. It's natural filler. I'm just going to... Because I choose face. That's it. I choose face. Because you can't hide ugly. That's why.
No, wait, do you have the right to be fat then at that point?
Well, I'm going to do it in like a healthy way. I'm not going to be like morbidly obese. Oh, okay. That's totally my plan.
All right.
So. My grandmother was like, and she said the age is different. What she told me was this. She was like, at some point in her life, a woman has to choose between face or body. And I'm like, what? She's like, you won't know until you get there. And then she looked at me and she was like, I chose face. And she was like, that's why. And she was like very proud. She's like, that's why I chose face. That's why I don't have hardly no wrinkles, is what she would say. And I get it. So that's my, I'm kind of joking, but not really. That's my whole goal. But not like morbidly obese. Just, you know. I'm just saying. All natural. So, we got, but there's a difference. You don't want to be like visceral and tawny like Madonna, right? I don't want to see like your ligaments and stuff. Like I don't, a woman shouldn't look like beef jerky. You know what I mean? Like you're supposed to be soft. I don't be brainwashed by these, you know, fourth wave fembots into thinking that you can't have any fat on your body. Women need it. And especially as you get older, you know, you need that extra, especially if you get older, because you know it helps you when you're an older age. So anyway, I still don't understand what weight neutral is. I'm gonna hear from every trucker who listens to us. I am gonna get treaties on it. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna get like big essays on it. I can't wait. All right, we got a lot more to come as we roll towards, where are we at? Oh my gosh, are we already at headlines? Is this already the third hour? I feel like Christmas is coming up too fast. And anybody else think that? I feel like that too. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the P15. It stands for 15 pews. It's the lightest, thinnest, most easily concealable 9mm double stack mag that's on the market. And there's nothing else that comes close. They have two versions, metal and polymer. Metal frame version has the really gorgeous wood panel. It has these wood grain panels that I just think give it a total... I was actually having a debate with a friend about what genre of James Bond. I say the Sean Connery, like 60s, 70s, sort of 70s, you know, maybe James Bond. It's a great looking gun. The polymer version, gator grip texture. It comes with two standard capacity magazines. One's a 15 round minimal pinky extension. The other is a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds as well. Tritium fiber optic front sight. You get a fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear. A lifetime warranty, super compact, great for concealed carry self-defense, whether you're a newbie or an old pro at it. It's more dependable, yet game-changing innovation from the people who literally created the micro-compact pistol category. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is actually crazy. The shocking toll of getting 6 hours of sleep per night has been revealed in horrifying images. It's a British bedding and mattress company, and they illustrate what people might look like in 25 years if they regularly don't get enough sleep. and they are nasty looking. I mean, they look like cave dwellers. Let's be real. Like, they look like legit cave dwellers with us. Their skin is saggy. They're all droopy. Their hair is, like, weird. It's just, they look like golems from Lord of the Rings. It's one of the, Juan's going to show you. I gotta wait for you to see this chick. This is apparently, now she looks like she's on meth, too.
Yeah.
But they said that's what you look like if you're not going to get 6 hours of sleep a night.
Good Lord.
Good heavens. Why is she punched over like that? Weird. The kit sold, the gyro kit sold at Sam's Club is, they have possibly tainted cucumbers. Why do you have to get a kit? But it's called the Beef and Lamb Gyro Sandwich Express Meal Kit. The gyro sandwiches. They said that the cucumbers are tainted, basically. They're nasty.
Yeah, and that's tzatziki sauce.
Oh, I love tzatziki sauce, though. That's, ugh. Let's see. This. Ooh, Daniel Penny was invited to be J.D. Vance's guest at the Army-Navy game this weekend. Good for him. Good for him. The intermittent fasting, I disagree with us. The intermittent fasting that millions of people do, because I do intermittent fasting, they said that it is driving hair loss. And they said that they have researchers, but it's from a university in China, but they say that the diet starves the cells of energy that they need to encourage healthy hair growth. Okay, that's a lie, because I do intermittent fasting and I have more hair than known on earth. I have an insane amount of hair. When I cut my hair, everyone's like, oh, you removed your extensions. I legit did not have to have any. I've never had them. I just have that much hair, and I've done intermittent fasting for a couple of years now. So it's, I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. Jewelry thieves were arrested after an SUV crash, after they crashed their SUV, and they tried to escape on a rowboat. Golly, this was in Port Gamble. They tried to get away on a little bitty dinky rowboat. Nope, it didn't work. They stole $11,000 in jewelry. They were totally caught. It did not work, and it looked lame. And at one point, it looked like the boat was taking on water. I mean, they didn't get very far. At all, whatsoever. I mean, they're not the brightest people, you know. Let's see. The world's most expensive Christmas tree was unveiled in Germany, and it's 10 foot of solid gold, and it's worth about $5 million, and it's ugly as all get out. It's ugly. It's made of gold coins. It's 10 feet tall. It's worth $4 million, and it's literally all Vienna Philharmonic coins, 2,024 of them. And it's a 24-karat gold coin that sits right at the top of the giant pyramid. It's not a tree. Stop it. It's a giant pyramid. So, I don't know. They wanted to because they could, I guess. You know what we're all going to be into is we're all going to be turned into... we're all going to be chased down by giant murder balls. That's what's going to happen. Giant murder balls are going to chase us all down. China unveiled an all-terrain spherical RoboCop to chase down, bludgeon, and catch criminals using net-launching cannons. Net-launching cannons. This sounds, like, hysterical.
Bludgeon?
Huh?
It'll bludgeon people?
Yeah, I don't know how. But they listen to this. The bot beast, apparently they say they can not only stop crime, but they can somehow detect it, too. What? I'm not afraid of this. Because you know what can stop this, right? 45, just saying. I'm not afraid of this thing. But they said that they're relatively unbreakable. They call it the cop ball. It's a murder ball. They have net guns, tear gas sprayers, grenades, loudspeakers. You know what I'm looking at? Is I'm looking at a delivery service for free grenades and tear gas and sprayers. That's what I'm looking at. You could catch one of these things and take it apart, couldn't you? I mean, theoretically. And we're talking about China, so I don't have to worry about being nice about it.
Right.
I don't have to worry about it. It's a giant murder ball. Now, some people thought it was a marketing stunt, but apparently they're really actually trying to implement this thing. They wanted to replace humans in dangerous instances. It weighs 4 tons. Well, it said it can withstand a whopping 4 tons of impact. It can go a whole 22 miles per hour. Great job, China. Your dumb murder ball. We found a way to do more of the communism with our murder ball. That's what this is. We're going to spread the sickle and hammer with our murder ball. I just want to know, where does it put the grenades in that?
Right.
And does someone, I guess, what if it gets hit with an EMP? I still say it's a thing of, it's a grenade delivery unit. That's what it is. Gives you some free grenades and stuff. They said the wheels can be locked so it can walk in a traditional way if it has to climb stairs. I mean, it's a giant ball. Roll up them. I don't know. This whole thing, they said it's unstoppable even in extreme weather. And they have, they've been releasing videos showing it work. I don't know. I still think the robot thing is the creepiest. The one that, the Tesla bot, that's the creepiest. But they've been rolling them out. It's been in a, it's only in a couple of areas, but they have these giant murder balls out there. The Chinese murder balls. If you saw one of these, well, first off, Kane, say you haven't committed a crime, but still, if you saw one of these like coming at you,
right,
what would your response be?
Get out of the way. Thing looks like it could run over me.
I mean, it only goes 22 miles per hour.
Yeah, but I can only run like maybe 8 or 10.
Yeah, but I feel like this is why everybody needs a scooter or something. Or like the ability to convert your shoes into whatever works with the... What are the things with the stick?
The go-go gadget
one? No, I have one. I have a mini version of one and I can't think of what the name
Segway?
Of it. Yes, like a Segway. Like your shoes can... I just feel like I could get away from it. I'd climb something or I'd shoot it. I don't know. I could get away from it.
Yeah, you could definitely shoot
it. And then
it.
I'd take all the... I would literally strip it for parts.
I want to see it in action actually doing what it's supposed to do. Like walking with cops down the road, it's not an impressive display of what this thing can do. I want to see it launch one of those... What did they say it had? One of those net things that...
Tear gas.
It has the...
I'm looking at the list. It's got tear... It can disperse tear gas, built-in net gun.
Net gun. That's
stun gun.
Imagine
so don't get close
shooting
to it.
The net gun at somebody and taking down this. I want to see that. That's what I want to see from this Chinese commie ball.
Murder ball.
Murder commie ball.
It's a spherical RoboCop.
Commie murder ball.
That sounds almost like a band name I want. Commie murder ball. The robot is called Clone Alpha. It's described as a musculoskeletal android. That's the clone robot that they have, the eerie humanoid bot. This one's just a giant ball of death in a Benny Hill kind of way. It does look like a Benny Hill cop.
Yeah.
I can't make fun of this enough. From China.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.